None of that came in time to save one of the historic brands at the Ford Motor Company, Mercury. You know the cars by that little logo that looks a little like a waterfall and maybe a little like the letter M. The automaker says it is shifting resources from that ailing brand to its more upscale brand, Lincoln, and Mercury's go away. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has more.
Mercury was born in 1939 to give Ford brand customers a stepping stone on their way up to more luxurious vehicles. But last year, Ford sold only 92,000 Mercuries, down from more than 500,000 at its peak. Ford executive Mark Field says it's the Ford brand that's been gobbling up market share in the U.S.
Our total market share for Mercury is 0.8 percentage point. And that's been declining for several years.
Auto analysts like John Wolkanowicz of IHS Global Insight aren't surprised. He says Ford just couldn't make the brand appeal to younger people.
The average Mercury buyer is, let's just say, above 65. Many of them are members of the Depression generation, my dad's generation.
The decision could make life simpler for dealers who have a Ford and Mercury franchise, since these days, Fords and Mercuries look pretty much the same. But there are 276 dealers that sell only Lincolns and Mercuries. Now they'll be selling only Lincolns. Ford won't disclose the cost of ending the brand, but says it still expects a profitable 2010. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.